The way we communicate has changed greatly in the past 10 years. Who would have thought 10 years ago that we would be using the internet to the extent we do now? Facebook, Bebo, YouTube, iPadio, of course, and other social media networking sites have exploded into the public consciousness and have reshaped how we interact with each other. At the beginning of the millennium, many would have scoffed at the very idea of internet access being a fundamental human right. And yet, in June 2009, the Constitutional Council, France's highest court, ruled just that. As a teacher trainer, to use a probably outmoded title, there has been a major shift in how learners are, well, learning. In the past, students would garner information, understanding, and, let's be honest, quotes, from books and periodicals such as TES or newspapers. When I asked my students last November to write down in order the top three places they go to for information, understanding, and, let's be honest, quotes, every single one of them had Google as their number one choice. Now, I should be honest here and admit that one student did have the library as her number one choice. When I probed a little bit deeper into this really interesting response, she did admit that she went to the library to get onto the computers in order to search, you guessed it, Google. So, what was the second top place to search for information? Well, it wasn't a library, but it wasn't Wikipedia either. It was YouTube. Yes, students found more information by watching videos on YouTube than by going to Wikipedia. Now, okay, I admit that 90 or so students do not a strong case make. However, it does show a very strong trend towards using the internet as a primary source of information. I also find it interesting that this second most popular method was to watch video clips others had made. This trend is having an impact at university level. The library at the University of Glasgow recently decided to look for other methods to inform students about the services which are available. Their solution? Make videos and put them on YouTube. And it's been very successful. Of course, it's not just students who have gone through a shift in thinking. Recently, I was creating a database and I got stuck with a complex bit of programming. I went to a specific website I had found. Yes, I found it on Google, guilty as charged. And within 10 minutes, I had the answer I was looking for. Now, it didn't even occur to me to reach onto my bookshelf for one of my idiot guide books. Why would I? I had found a very specific answer to my very specific question. Eureka! And, like a good boy, I then posted the solution onto other social networking sites because I knew that I probably wasn't the only person who had struggled with this, and I wanted to share what I had learned. In early years establishments, primary schools and secondary schools, students and staff are becoming more enthusiastic about using a variety of ICT to enhance learning and teaching. Interactive whiteboards, such as the Active Board or the Smart Board, are becoming more common. Homework can be emailed over the internet, unless the dog ate the pen drive. Videos are being produced as part of moving image education projects to showcase what has been learned in topics. And GLOW is being used to encourage collaboration and sharing of ideas. So, what does the future hold? Well, if I follow old-fashioned traditional sci-fi values, we'll all be driving in flying cars, taking weekend trips to the moon, and we'll all be wearing one-piece jumpsuits, which do nothing for the fashion industry, but which will revolutionize the dieting industry. But I digress. I believe learning will become more instant and on-demand. As learners have pretty much instant access to every piece of esoteric information on the planet, educators will need to provide a framework of interest to encourage and nurture learning. Educators will need to use social media, online resources, and self-made media-rich materials which will allow learners to collaborate, share, discuss, and create at times which are not necessarily constricted to the traditional school time. To demonstrate an understanding of what they have been learning, the end product will shift from essays, worksheets, and exams to video presentations, using digital literacy and moving image education to demonstrate their understanding, their attitudes, and their skills. From my own experience, I've learned more, and have been motivated to learn more, when I have had an opportunity to demonstrate what I have learned, either by making an instructional video, an audio presentation, such as this one in iPadio, or by making a webpage. When I get a response from someone to what I've created, I'm motivated to do more. And perhaps this is a lesson to be learned in teaching, too. Whatever the future holds, I'm looking forward to it. And, if I'm honest, I can't wait to see what students in this next decade will say to replace the old excuse, "the dog ate my homework."